I'm the only candidate running who has a conservative voting record, the highest score. I mean, it's hard to beat 100%, and yet I've got that score, whether we're talking about gun rights, the life issue, small business, all these issues that are important to families who are American and are tired of the government telling them what to do. When I'm governor of Virginia, one of the first things that I'm going to do is to eliminate these executive orders that Governor Ralph Northam, and quite honestly, we also have some executive order 50, which Terry McAuliffe implemented to restrict gun rights in state buildings when he was governor. I'm looking forward to eliminating all of those executive orders that were put in by 8 years of Democratic tyrannical rule, taking away the rights of Virginians. I want to give Virginians the ability to make those decisions for themselves, beginning with a mask mandate. I mean, give me a break. It is time. The 15-day stop the curve, you know, the curve, stop the spread is over. I mean, it's been over a year now, and we just need to go back to being Virginians and being Americans, stop these capacity restrictions and get people back in school, get our kids back in school, get people back to work, allow our businesses to be up to full capacity so that we can get Virginia back to being Virginia. The Democratic Party has lost their marbles. And what a time more than ever to have Republicans, to have a candidate like myself, the first female to ever seek the Republican nomination for governor. And, you know, I tell you, I know how to clean things up. I'm a mom first, okay? I am a mom. I raised four kids. Three of them are boys. And we need a mom to go up there and clean this mess up in the executive office, someone who's a former business owner. I've been in management for many different businesses. You know, I am the only candidate running who has a variety of experience in the public sector, the private sector, owning our own businesses, serving in the state Senate. I understand how things work in Richmond. How are you going to clean stuff up if you don't know what you're looking at there? I am an outsider. Listen, you can look at my experience in the General Assembly. You know, people know that I'm fighting for the people. I was censured by my colleagues in the Senate because I said that the 2020 presidential election was stolen, because I believe that's true. I actually had the audacity to go to the January 6th Stop the Steal rally in D.C. and support our president and to try to give courage to our weak-kneed Republicans in Congress to do the right thing and put in the right electors. But unfortunately, they failed us again.
We're talking with Republican State Senator Amanda Chase. She's a candidate for the GOP nomination for governor. The statewide convention is May 8th. And I know, Senator, you were not really a fan of the convention format. What is it going to take for you to win? And are you worried at all that you've alienated some of the Republican base, some of the Republicans that may be voting in the convention? I think you even have sued the Republican Party in the state.
Listen, I am fighting for the people. And listen, I don't want to run as an independent, but I am not going to allow the people's rights to be stepped on. And they have every right to choose their nominees for governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general. We should be doing the right thing. You know, Republicans haven't won statewide office in over a decade. And I've said, let the people vote. Let the people vote. They shouldn't have to jump through extra hoops. They're already registered voters. Democrats cannot vote in our primary, so why would you hinder the people from participating in the process of who their next governor is going to be? Completely ridiculous. That's why I sued the Republican Party of Virginia. You know, they were trying to implement a nominating process that violated all the COVID restrictions and empowered Governor Ralph Northam to intervene in our elections, and I didn't want to see that to happen. I also did not want it to come down to 72 people on that state central committee choosing our method of nomination should the governor intervene in our nominating process. Listen, I am a Republican, and I have a voting record that will take to task any of their Republican legislators. I have the highest score, according to the Virginia Tea Party, of the House and the Senate. I have the highest score for freedom and even received an award at CPAC. It was a conservative Achievement Award, and back in 2019, I was honored. Whenever they are infringing on the rights of the people to vote, you know, I had to step in and do something. I'm a fighter who always fights for the people. I'm not a weak-kneed Republican saying, oh, well, there's nothing I can do about it. You have to be unconventional sometimes, and by collecting the signatures to run as an independent and be able to use that to say, look, if you don't have an honest and fair convention, then I have this over here with these signatures here that if you don't do the right thing, if you don't have an honest, free, fair, transparent election, then I have leverage that I can use to ensure the people's voice is heard. This is not about if I don't get the nomination and if things don't go my way, I'm going to take my ball and go home. It's not about that at all.
Is that still, Senator, an option? If you don't think this convention is fair, would you still consider running as an independent, or would you be willing to back another Republican candidate if you don't get the nomination?
Well, I've always said I would. I've been running campaigns for over a decade. I always support the Republican nominee. I gave $14,000 of my campaign funds, just like every other Republican, and signed a pledge that I would support the Republican nominee. But that is also under the assumption that it's going to be a fair process. Currently, right now, as of today, we have paid staffers for Pete Snyder's campaign who are working for RPV. They should be neutral arbiters. They should not be putting their thumb on the scale.
We'll talk with State Senator Amanda Chase. Talk about, Senator, why you would be the best candidate to come out of this convention to challenge Terry McAuliffe or whomever the Democrats pick in November. The state's been sort of turning blue. Why are you the best candidate? And as part of that question, is the Republican Party in Virginia inclusive enough? Is the tent big enough that you can welcome people with somewhat varying views to the tent?
Here's the thing. Number one, I know how to win because I've done it. You have seven candidates running. Only two have ever won a general election. Number one, I'm the only candidate with a proven record that says, you know, these are promises made and these are promises kept. I fought against Medicaid expansion. The other candidate that has a voting record, Kirk Cox, voted to expand it. He's voted for tax increases. I have a very strong voting record, especially on the Second Amendment. That is bringing in independents and Democrats. There are people in Southwest Virginia who have stopped voting because candidates statewide have forgotten about them. I have not, and I've been there more times than I can count on both hands. And they are coming out to vote for me, and I'm very excited about that. I would also say, you know, think about this. I know the issues. There's seven candidates and only two who have been in the General Assembly who know the issues and can get into a debate with Terry McAuliffe, and I can't wait to do that. I'd also tell you I'm much better looking than Terry McAuliffe. I'm going to bring the women voters in there. You know, we've never had a woman to seek the Republican nomination for governor, and listen, I'm a great debater. I will eat his lunch. You want to make Republicans proud to be Republicans again, and listen, I've taken on CNN reporters. It's one of my favorite hobbies right now is to go toe-to-toe with liberal reporters, and I don't really watch their shows, but I like the challenge. And I think Terry McAuliffe is going to be terrified. I mean, he's already identified me as the front runner in this campaign. He's trying to raise money. He's identified me as his threat. I wear that like a badge of honor. I would also tell you I'm bringing in new people to the party. If you look at VPAP and you look at the donations that are coming in, of all the Republican candidates the candidate is that is bringing in, number one, 67% new voters who've never donated to a Republican candidate. But I'm also bringing in the most number of small donors. That's showing tremendous grassroots support. And I think that's a very important resource for people to look at. It's not just the most amount of money that you have. I'm doing very well there as well. You know, these other candidates that have come in, they think they can win this election by throwing millions of dollars at it. And you know, people recognize, they see right through that. You know, money doesn't always win votes. I mean, it helps you to get your message out. But I started early. I started back on President's Day of 2020. I put a lot of sweat equity into this campaign. I have been the person on the field in the state Senate making the plays, arguing the bills. And where have they been for the past year? MIA, missing in action. I'm the one that's on the front lines. I was actually recruited by the people to run for governor.